Hey, 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 ho, ho, ho. We're back, everybody. We are back at it again. This is Cane Stevens Super Show, and I am your host once again, Cane Stevens. It's not quite Christmas yet, but it will be here very soon. And I am going to give you guys, well, probably a seizure because my lights are going off like crazy. But I'm also going to give you guys the gift that keeps on giving. I'm going to give you guys a bonus episode to get you through this whole deal, the whole shebang. So, I'm going to release this was an interview that I did with the Night Sweats podcast. It's goes to Christmas past type stuff. We talk about hauntings, talk about some things that happened to me, and it's pretty crazy. So why not give the gift of the paranormal for Christmas? So, I just want to spread good cheer and good vibes and all that stuff. And I just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. There won't be a Tuesday episode. This will be the episode I'm just giving you the gift early. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Please listen to my interview here on the Night Sweats podcast, and please continue listening. Tell your friends, play the show around all of your family members, and keep the grassroots movement alive, everybody. Thank you guys for listening to the Cane Stevens Super Show. It's been a great year. We pumped out a lot of episodes, and we've got a lot of huge things coming up. So Merry Christmas, and we'll see you on the other side.
And a musician of 20 years, Cane Stevens has done it all. He does paranormal investigation with a group called Debunked Paranormal in Lincoln, Nebraska. He's had some experiences, and most of all, he is the host of the Cane Stevens Super Show, which is an amazing show. You should all check it out. We'll talk more about that. Cane, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me, man. I'm pumped to be here.
I'm super excited about this. You and I share some interesting parallels, so I'm excited to interview you poorly and get your critique later. So.
I don't believe that at all. I think that it's going to be good, man. And I don't believe in any such thing as coincidences. And so these parallels are all for a reason.
Yeah, I talk a lot about synchronicity on my show. I don't believe in coincidence. I think everything happens for a reason, if and when it's supposed to happen. So.
I completely agree with you. We also share that thought as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell me about, we'll start with the paranormal stuff. Tell me about Debunked Paranormal and your techniques, how you guys operate. I'd like to know more.
Okay. Well, with Debunked, don't let the name fool you. By Debunked, we're not a debunking per se organization. We're just kind of debunked people in general. We're all kind of very into the paranormal, had many experiences in our lives, but we're all very analytical, very thoughtful, and we just want to find the best evidence like everybody else does, and we just kind of strive to use all of the scientific equipment that we can get a hold of, and just try to respect the locations and really just investigate and find something like it. We just want to find purpose like everyone else does.
Sure. Yeah, I've been investigating for the majority of my adult life, and I love the name debunked, even though I mean, you described it a little bit better. I like the fact that you use scientific methods. I have been with a couple of groups in the past that didn't like science so much, and if I can't recreate something, if I can't debunk it, then maybe there's something there. So,
Absolutely. And why would you not want to use science is what I always ask people is why wouldn't you want to use equipment, even if it's unorthodox equipment? Why wouldn't you want to give a ghost, if a ghost does in fact exist, the most opportunities to communicate or reveal themselves to you? And so that's kind of how we go about it. So I think that the science should be accredited. I think that there's been enough ghost stories and enough things going on throughout history where I think that we can't necessarily say for sure that, you know, for the skeptic out there, we just have to do better to provide them with the best proof possible.
I could not agree more. I could not agree more. Let's talk about some of your experiences. I know that most people that get involved with paranormal investigations or the supernatural have personal experiences. And I do believe that that you fall into that category as well.
Yes, of course. Hauntings have been kind of like, my family has told ghost stories for years. But me being the analytical thinker that I am, even young, I kind of just chalked it up as just that, ghost stories. But then, you know, it was probably around, it was quite a few years ago. I would say, my kids are however old now, 13, it's probably about 12 years ago or so. We lived in duplex housing in Lincoln, Nebraska. And if you're not familiar with Lincoln, Nebraska, there's a northwest neighborhood called Air Park or Arnold Heights. And in Arnold Heights, it was a former Air Force base, Lincoln Air Force Base. It was also, 9 Mile Prairies over there. So, I mean, it was Indian land many years ago. And you can just imagine, there's just so much history and so many people in and out of this place. Well, this place has been home also to many ghost stories and many hauntings over the years. But I never kind of really took credence into all of it until it happened to me in our home with my kids, with my wife. You know, everybody was picking up on it. And that's when I kind of, it was in this house that that I was it's really where it lit off my I want to investigate now type of thing that happened to me. So, I mean, if you don't mind, I'll tell you the story of what really lit it off for me. So my girls were very young. We had small beds, like on each side of the room. It was a small enough room where you could sit in between them and you could pat them on the back. Well, my girls wouldn't go to sleep unless I was in the room, unless I was, patting them on the back, reassuring them everything's good. And they would go to sleep, just doing the dad thing. And so every night I'd go in there and I would either sit in the middle of them or I would kind of lay and just kind of like, just pat them to sleep and tell them I love them and maybe tell them a story or something. They'd go to sleep. Well, there was one night I was doing the same. I was laying on my stomach and kind of like, they're really low beds. So, it's not like I had a major reach or anything, but I'm patting them on the back and I feel a hand on my ankle and I feel it pull me backwards a little bit. And I'm a pretty big guy. So it was shocking to say the least, but my first instinct was, ridiculously is one of my girls had gotten up, somebody's playing a joke on me or somebody's behind me. And so I crank around and I look and the door's closed. There's nobody there. There's my girls. I look at them. And they're both sleeping. They haven't moved. And it to me, it was like, what on earth is going on here? Like, how is that even possible? I mean, I've been to haunted locations when I was younger, supposed. Me and my friends, we'd walk around, we'd do things, we'd go to these locations. We never really had anything happen. Maybe you'd see a shadow or something and we'd all giggle and run away, Sure. But this was like real life stuff. This is something terrifying that happened to me personally in my kid's room, and that kind of lit it all off for me. There were many other things that happened in that same room. One time we were at dinner and we heard a bunch of like their toys going off in their room, and we're all sitting in the dining area and we go back there and multiple toys are going off at once. It was like a scene from Poltergeist. There was like one of these like the bat caves, like what are they, Imaginex or whatever. There's a certain one where it has this weighted deal to it, so it's weighted on one side, you put Batman on the other side and you can like push it and it'll like Batman will be floating around this cave, right? Well, we go in there and as this stuff's going off, Batman is going in a circle by himself. Nobody had been in the room. We are all accounted for. Everyone was there. It's stuff like that. It's shadows. It's rooms filling up darker than the darkest part of the house. My kids were very young, and they still describe to this day, seeing a tall man, seeing a female, feeling comforted by the female, scared of the tall man. And it's very interesting to me. And I never know if it's their imaginations just were running wild or what it was. But I mean, there's so much going on there that eventually I got scared. I called the Catholic Church. They were apprehensive about, I didn't know who else to run to.
Yeah.
And I asked them, begged them to come out. Eventually they did send a priest to bless the home. And it was a really scary time for myself and my family. And it was just living through a true haunt. And so, that's kind of why I do it now. That's why I investigate. That's why I'm so open about talking about it on my show, is because I think that it's important that we talk about this stuff and stop making people feel like they're crazy and start making people feel like, maybe there's something to that. Maybe we should look into it. And so, I want to thank you personally for doing a show like you have, because you're doing exactly what I want to do, what I want people to do, which is we're talking about the paranormal. It's as if it's a normal thing, because guess what, folks? It is. It's kind of been around for a long time. We can't explain it. We can't understand it, but it's there.
Hey there, grooming gurus. We've got something wild for you today.
That's right, folks. Get ready to tame the untamed with products that redefine the beard game. Introducing the Elegant Sasquatch Grooming Company.
Elegant Sasquatch? That sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it?
Well, grooming should be an adventure, my friend, and with these products, you'll embark on a journey to the grooming wilderness.
So what makes the Elegant Sasquatch so unique?
It's all about taking your beard from beastly to beautifully wild. Picture this, you wake up and your beard looks like it just got back from a spa day. That's the magic of their high-end beard balms.
Spa day for the beard? Sign me up. And let's not forget their beard butters and oils. It's like giving your beard a tropical vacation. I'm talking about a beach party for your facial hair.
A beach party for the beard? This company's got the best marketing ever.
Oh, but we're not done yet, folks. The Elegant Sasquatch Grooming Company also has beard washes that make shower time a majestic experience.
Showering with Sasquatch, that sounds like a reality show.
It does, but seriously, listeners, if you want to sophisticate your outer beast, head over to elegantsasquatchco.etsy.com and use the code SUPERSHOW at checkout for an exclusive discount of 20% off.
You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Check them out, like them, and while you're at it, tell them the Super Show sent you.
Yeah, and thank you for that. That's reinforcement for me because, excuse me, I do this show. I mean, I took a long absence from doing the show and had somebody, a fan that was local, thank me for doing the show. And then also like, hey, why the hell are you not doing shows? And so I jumped back in. But yeah, I think that these conversations, need to be had. I used to listen to Coast to Coast AM religiously every night when I worked nights. Absolutely. And, it made me sad that there was not something more mainstream during waking hours. And then of course, Ghost Hunters came out. But I like to talk to people and discuss things that aren't edited for TV. Right. One of the things that I've been toying with recently is you go to these places that have multiple entities there. And I would like to try and figure out, someday I might not do it in this lifetime, but when it comes to homes and haunted places that have multiple spirits, you discussed the tall man and the girl. What kind of power hierarchy is there? What kind of power struggle do these spirits have occupying the same space? this type of stuff really fascinates me.
Absolutely. It's completely fascinating. And it's like, speak about like a haunted place. Like, I was just investigating in Malvern, Iowa at Malvern Manor a couple weeks ago, and they talk about multiple spirits being there. And it's a place like that where you could really put a theory to the test, and you really start to wonder, like, there's all of these spirits that people are reporting and seeing, and they have all these stories. But yeah, what is the hierarchy of this realm, and why is it such a why is it so pertinent in some places and not in others? You know what I mean? It just doesn't add up at times.
Yeah. That's definitely something that I need to dive further into, and I encourage anybody out there listening that is an investigator, you know, check into it. Let's see what we can come up with, because this path that we've chosen, you know, gets mocked by regular scientists, but it is a science itself. Kane, tell me about the Kane Stevens Super Show.
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing me to do so. The Kane Stevens Super Show was formerly the Kane Stevens Paranormal Super Show, in which case I did, you know, all things paranormal. I talked to people about cryptids. I talked to mediums. I talked to witches. And, you know, I too was a huge fan of, and still am, of Coast to Coast. Art Bell really lit it off for me. And then, of course, George Norrie, you know, and then all of the different hosts that they have, you know, George Knapp, all these people. And so it just, I just felt like I wanted to do the same. So I got into that, and I began doing a series called The Curse of Arnold Heights. And a lot of people, it really struck with them. And Arnold Heights is the airpark area that I was referring to earlier, Northwest Lincoln. I think it's one of the most haunted neighborhoods in the country. I truly do. I mean, I grew up out there. I've known it to be, I've known all of it for most of my life. And I just, I started getting a flood of all of these ghost stories, things people were telling me, terrifying stuff. I mean, things that you would think is right out of the Amityville horror movies, like mirrors being blown off, like just blowing off the wall, you know, things being thrown, people being scratched, people being so scared of a place that once they moved and they'd had it with the haunting, that they will never drive up that street again type stuff. And it was fascinating to me, because as I started to pinpoint the whole neighborhood, they would, it's all over the neighborhood. It's not just one side. It's north, south, east, west. It's the entire area. And so I started to dig more. I started to, you know, I was starting to write a book about it, and I just couldn't believe that the paranormal people in this area had not tapped into this. Like, I was shocked by it. Like, how could so many people over all these years be telling all these ghost stories of all different ages and walks of life, and nobody has taken them seriously, or what? I don't know. But so I started to take them seriously. So I did the show, began talking to more and more people. Well, I morphed it into I took a hiatus after a while. The talking about the paranormal can be very dark. I mean, and you know that, you do it.
Oh yeah.
Investigating, when you start, especially when you're investigating, it's a very dark thing, and you'll be looking at thousands of hours of video and listening to audio, all this stuff. People have no idea, unless you do it, just how much work is put into trying to gather evidence. And so with the show, it was just so dark, everything. And I just felt like I needed kind of a break. So I took a break from podcasting. And when I came back, I just thought, you know, I'm really dialed into people, connected. I'm a musician. I've always been a person that knows a lot of people, but I don't feel like I'm a popular person or anything. I never felt that. I just, for whatever reason, everywhere I go, somebody talks to me, I'm kind of a lightning rod of, you know, the strangest of the strange. And so I just thought, I'm going to bring the show back, but this time I'll kind of be like the poor man's Oprah. And, you know, there's no gifts, there's no prizes. It's just it's just me talking to all different types of guests of all walks of life. That way I could talk to those musicians and the extremely interesting people out there of all different walks. So, I mean, that kind of sums up really the Kane Stevens Super Show. It's really just, it is probably still 80 some percent ghosts and cryptids, goblins, and whatever you want to say. But it's also me talking to everybody else. And then I tend to ask most guests, like, have you had any experiences with ghosts? And would you know it? I would say most of them probably have.
Sure. Yeah, I can definitely relate to being the lightning rod for people that want to talk about stuff. I can't like if I go anywhere for any length of time, let's say I go to Walmart, which I hate, but they seem to have everything I need. When I would go to Walmart with my wife, she would not want to go with me because there would always be one person that would come up and start talking to me randomly about craziness. And I don't know if that's my vibe that I'm giving off, but I'm definitely here to listen. And I encourage everybody, all my listeners, all the people that follow the show, to send me their stories so I can share them, because this is, and I spoke about this yesterday with a person I was interviewing. I started this show because I had experiences. I started the show because I knew that at some point in my life, if I talked to people about those experiences, they would think I was nuts. So this gives me an opportunity to talk about things with everybody. And it also is a platform for people to come in and share something, get something off their chest that they may not be able to tell their friends or family. So it's therapy for me, and hopefully it's therapy for other people too. So and I really definitely appreciate the work you're doing with the Kane Stevens Super Show. I mean, not just from a paranormal aspect, but also entertaining, which is, you know, what we need in the world right now.
We definitely do. It's a weird time in history right now, where a lot of things are kind of popping off, and a lot of stuff's happening out there. We definitely need entertainment, but you know, thank you for the praise. I certainly try to entertain people, but I always wonder if really I just annoy them.
Same, absolutely same. Well, Kane, we're gonna draw this to a close. How can we reach you? How can we listen to your show?
You can reach me on, I'm on all social medias, under Kane Stevens Super Show. You can also find me on, every streaming platform, out there, and for the Kane Stevens Super Show. You can even go back to my really crappy older work where I had no idea what I was doing with audio. And there's, for some reason, even though I stopped paying for it, there is still some versions of my very first Kane Stevens Paranormal Super Show out there as well. So check those out. It's at least fun, but the audio is, you know, you listen at your own risk type stuff. But you can also see me on YouTube. We do a video podcast as well. I do some bonus stuff for audio only for you audio listeners out there. So I hope you guys tune in. I hope you guys continue to tune into this show as well. I think that you're doing God's work, my friend, on this type of stuff. And we all need to continue talking. So stay positive out there, everybody. Don't get sucked up in the darkness too much. Just try to enjoy life.
Thank you so much for that. That is high praise. And I love getting praise from people that I respect, and I certainly respect you. And I cannot thank you enough for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Well, hopefully we'll talk soon. I'd like to have you back.
I would love that. I'll be back as many times as you'll have me.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kane. You have a great day.
You as well. Take care.